Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I am Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It's our 801st day. Can you believe that? 801 days together in the Word of God. We're back in Job chapter 13. Last time we were in Job 2 days ago, we saw Job saying some very true things about God, sort of showing that he actually knew more about God than his friends. We're going to continue to hear Job speak about God today in Job 13. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help us to think right thoughts about you, that we might love you and trust you, no matter what happens in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Job 13. Behold, my eye has seen all this. My ear has heard, and I understood it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you. But I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to argue my case with God. As for you, you whitewash with lies. Worthless physicians are you all. Oh, that you would keep silent, and it would be your wisdom. Hear now my argument, and listen to the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak falsely for God, and speak deceitfully for him? Will you show partiality toward him? Will you plead the case for God? Will it be well with you when he searches you out? Or can you deceive him as one deceives a man? He will surely rebuke you if in secret you show partiality. Will not his majesty terrify you and the dread of him fall upon you? Your maxims are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Let me have silence, and I will speak, and let come on me what may. Why should I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand? Though he slay me, I will hope in him. Yet I will argue my ways to his face. This is my salvation, that the godless shall not come before him. Keep listening to my words, and let my declaration be in your ears. Behold, I have prepared my case. I know I shall be in the right. Who is there who will contend with me? For then I would be silent and die. Only grant me two things. Then I will not hide myself from your face. Withdraw your hand from me, far from me, and let not dread of you terrify me. Then call, and I will answer. Or let me speak, and you reply to me, how many are my iniquities and my sins? Make me know my transgression and my sin. Would you hide your face and count me as your enemy? Would you frighten a driven leaf, or pursue dry chaff? For you write bitter things against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth. You put my feet in the stocks and watch all my paths. You set a limit for the soles of my feet. Man wastes away like a rotten thing, like a garment that is moth-eaten. So Job, as previously, 2 days ago we saw this in Job 12, he has previously asserted that God's in control of everything, that he rules over every animal and every man on earth, and over nations and princes. He raises up, he brings down, he gathers, he scatters, he sends drought, he sends flood. He's in control of it all. He's trying to show his friends he's not godless. He's not someone who slanders God or who misunderstands God. He has a legitimate case in his mind from his perspective. And so he's actually turning the table back on his friends and saying, you guys are the ones who are lying about God. You're whitewashing with lies. You're worthless physicians. He says of them, your proverbs, your maxims are proverbs of ashes, verse 12. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Why? Why would God judge them? Because they think that they can understand God and predict God. They talk as though they believe in the majesty and the glory and the justice of God, but God's majesty is actually far more terrifying than we can imagine. His ways are far beyond our finding out. And so he says, he asks them, will it be well with you when he searches you out? Here you are talking as though you can explain God to me. You, mere men, mortals, of a limited, finite number of years, you think you can explain God to me. You can't. It's ashes. It's clay. It's worthless. But what he wants to do is be able to argue his case before God, to have an advocate with the Father. He's not giving up on God. He's not denying God. He's not cursing God. He says in verse 15, though he slay me, I will hope in him. Even if, see, God did set the limit. You can't take his life. But even if God had allowed Satan to take his life, Job was still going to hope in God, because where else is he going to hope? Like, our culture today, and particularly younger generations today, they sort of badmouth God and want to judge God and want to criticize God as though they have somewhere else they can go, as though they themselves somehow can understand or do better. That's not Job. Job is just saying, look, this will be my salvation, verse 16, that the godless shall not come before him. He knows. I said, I'm not godless. I'm not denying God. I'm hoping in God. I'm hoping in God. But I want an advocate with the Father. I could just hear Job saying that. I want an advocate with the Father. We have that in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you know 1 John 2, you know that that's the language I'm using when I say we have an advocate with the Father. 1 John 2, John says, I write this to you, little children, that you might not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And that really is what Job is looking for. Job, as far as Job can tell, he hasn't done anything wrong. Even God has said that he's upright and blameless. But he says in verse 23, how many are my iniquities and sins? He's very well aware that there may be iniquity and sin in him that he's not aware of. And so he says, make me know my transgression and my sin. And then he's talking to God at this point, and he wants God to not hide from him. He doesn't want to be terrified. He doesn't want to be driven away. He doesn't want to be made to cower in a corner like a bug, or wither away like a dry leaf or dry chaff. He doesn't want to waste away like a rotten thing. He wants to know God and have standing before him and be able to relate to him. But look, we've talked about this before. There's this huge creator-creature distinction. Our culture today doesn't really take seriously, and thus it hasn't conditioned us to really take seriously the majesty of God, the transcendence of God, the glory of God, the justice of God, the power of God. And thus, we don't really have the fear of God. Job does. Job fears the Lord. But he also hopes in the Lord. And he would plead his case before the Lord. Jesus Christ, the righteous one, has reconciled us to the Father so that we can now pray, our Father who art in heaven. You see, Job could never say that. Job could never call God his Father because he didn't yet have Jesus, but he knew what he needed. He needed that kind of relationship with God. Not that that would make God any less holy and majestic and powerful, but it would make him able to approach through the righteous mediator. Do we understand what a privilege it is to be able to go before the throne of the universe, the throne of the holy, holy, holy God, infinite in power and wisdom, to go before him, his throne, and have it be a throne of grace to us? The throne of our Abba Father, to have the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba Father, to the God of the universe. Do we understand that? Just for today, let your soul be stunned by that grace. Because you didn't do anything to earn it, and neither did I. Job desperately wanted it. We've received it. That's amazing grace. Let's pray. Father, you've been good to us, far beyond what we can deserve. You've adopted us as your children. You've given us access before your throne. You've loved us, you've forgiven us of our sins. Thank you. Thank you. Hold us in your love. Help us stand in Christ and be faithful to you. By your grace and for your glory, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that is Job 13. Tomorrow we're going to continue to hear from Job in Job 14. Hope you can join me for that. And as always, I do hope that you have a blessed day in the Lord. And we're able to have that because of the Lord Jesus Christ, our advocate with the Father. Have a blessed day in him.